The pornography industry and the Christian conservative lobby don't usually agree on much. But the two groups are united this lunchtime in opposition to a proposal to create a new domain name catering specifically for pornography on the internet. As Simon Santo reports, the international body which allocates names and numbers on the net recently gave conditional approval for the tag .xxx to be used.
.com, .net or even .au. For anyone surfing the internet, these tags on the end of cyber addresses are what's known as domain names, and soon .xxx might be joining them, despite widespread opposition to the new address. Peter Koronius is the chief executive of the Internet Industry Association.
We first saw it mooted around 2004 when it was proposed that it offered a solution to more effective filtering of the internet. I think the justification was that if you could confine adult sites to a certain domain, that somehow filter technology would be better able to isolate sites and prevent access to those sites. But what we've observed, of course, in the intervening time is that the filters themselves, I'm talking PC-based filters that you would put on your own computer, are becoming much more effective at identifying inappropriate sites. So to us, the justification for doing this doesn't really seem to be there.
ICANN, or the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, dishes out domain names and categories globally. After vigorous lobbying by a company called ICM Registry, it recently finally gave conditional approval for a category specifically designed to host pornography. It argues that filtering out harmful pornography will be made easier, and segregating the internet will allow people to exclude adult entertainment. Fiona Patton from the Eros Foundation, a sex industry lobby group, is strongly opposed.
No, it's got absolutely no support from the adult industry, not only in Australia but around the world. There's a great fear, and I think quite a realistic fear, that it will ghettoise our industry. It's also asking a third party that's not involved in the industry to decide what's suitable for .xxx and what's not. And so, you know, particularly for the American industry, this is an absolute anathema for them to have someone decide what they can and can't show.
But do you agree that at the moment it's open slather, that almost any pornography can appear on the net?
Look, you know, illegal material is still illegal, whether it's online or not online. But yes, you know, certainly the internet has enabled a lot of adult material to be available through a wide range of, you know, avenues.
So why wouldn't it be a positive move to at least put the pornography in one area of the internet, so that those who don't want to be exposed to it can filter it out, and those who don't mind can go to it?
.xxx won't put sexually explicit material or pornography into one area. The .coms will still exist. You've got to decide internationally what is deemed suitable for adults only, and that would vary from country to country.
Her group has an unlikely bedfellow in opposing .xxx.
We don't have a proper ISP-based internet filter in place as yet. What the government has on the table is for refused classification material, so we've got a long way to go.
Lyle Shelton is a spokesman for the Australian Christian Lobby.
Anything which further mainstreams and legitimises the porn trade is obviously not a healthy thing for children. It's not a healthy thing for the wider society, because it just continues to take us down this path where profiting off naked young women continues to gather acceptance in our society. And of course, we're seeing the pornification of culture seeping into our everyday lives. The more and more this is legitimised, it flows into advertising, catalogues, sexualising children, as we've seen with one prominent Australian retailer, and of course, outdoor advertising billboards, which have now got to the point where parents are just heartily sick of what their children are confronting, and it all comes from the mainstreaming and pornification of our culture.
ICM expects to make $30 million a year from the new domain addresses. It says it has 110,000 pre-sales from sites keen to adopt XXX. The Australian government has long been opposed to the domain category. Communications Minister Senator Stephen Conroy was unavailable for interview.
Simon Santo reporting.